Small communities in New South Wales are being left without police officers because many older police residences are not considered safe to live in. Asbestos and lead paint were discovered in hundreds of police properties. Natalie Whiting reports.
It's been more than 18 months since a permanent police officer was stationed in the small town of Ungerry in the central west of New South Wales. Asbestos contamination in the local police residence left the town being serviced by officers from West Wylong more than half an hour away. Local Neville Lane says crime picked up after the change.
Once there was no police presence in the town, some of the hoons started to play up.
He says the dilapidated house is the only thing stopping an officer being based locally.
There's been three or four officers that are prepared to come to Ungerry. But of course they've been stopped because of the fact of the condition of the residents.
Mr Lane is leading a community campaign calling for a police presence to be returned to the town, which has a population of around 350 people.
Well, I had 265, I think it was, off the top of my head, signatures on the petition.
Following the petition, locals have been told a residence will be re-established and a permanent officer returned. But Ungerry is not the only small town facing the situation. In nearby Quandiala, the police station is in the process of being sold off because it's in a state of disrepair. The station was closed in 2009 because the adjoining house was considered too expensive to repair. Assistant Police Commissioner Gary Warboys says other smaller towns are also now being serviced by outside stations, but he says the system is working well.
We haven't had any issues to date, but I'm well aware that there's an importance of having a police visibility and a police presence in every country town, no matter how small those towns are.
The Mayor of the Harden Shire in the Southern Tablelands, Chris Manchester, says it's a widespread issue.
The residents themselves are in need of maintenance. At least ours are livable, but in other areas they're not so lucky.
The police house at Wallenbean in the Harden Shire was replaced with a transportable home after it was condemned. Councillor Manchester says he wrote to the Minister for Police after hearing about the costs associated with the replacement.
And I think it was in somewhere in the vicinity of, getting up towards about $500,000, which we thought was totally exorbitant. Even though it's a nice transportable home, it seemed extremely costly.
Assistant Commissioner Warboys says different alternatives are being explored.
We've certainly found the building of police houses and police stations has been a costly exercise. We're also exploring renting private rental property for police as well.
Work on upgrading police sites containing asbestos is expected to cost $100 million.
Natalie Whiting.